awesome. Alfred Payton is not. I'm Heath Cummings, joined by Mike McClure at the Sportsline DFS podcast, and that is your Captain Obvious statement of the day. Mike, how are you feeling about Alfred Payton today?
I'd rather not talk about Alfred Payton today.
What about Trey Burke?
We could talk about Trey Burke. The only thing I have to say about Alfred Payton is I wish he would just cut his hair.
Well, sometimes when things go really bad for people, they try to make changes in their life. Maybe that's the change that he will try to make in his life. I'd rather him just not destroy my DFS lineups. But it's a great day. It's Tuesday. It's an 8-game slate. Mike's still not in South Florida, but guess who's back? LeBron is back in South Florida going up against his good friend Dwayne Wade. Mike, is this narrative night?
This is absolutely narrative night for LeBron and Wade. And I think this one's going to be fun. You know, this is the spot where normally if the Cavs were cruising through the Eastern Conference, LeBron would probably sit because he likes to sit when he goes to Miami. But he's definitely going to play tonight. So this is going to be really fun to see. I think what we should expect here is just a really high level of play from Dwayne Wade, though. I really think that Wade is going to give it absolutely everything he has tonight in Miami.
Okay, so spoiler alert, I had not found a must play of the night. Mike just talked me into Dwayne Wade. So now Mike is going to have to scramble and find a must play, because it sounds like he was building up to saying must play Dwayne Wade at 4,800 on FanDuel. I just ripped it right away from him. Hopefully Dwayne Wade can rip victory away from the Cavs tonight. I will be cheering for the Miami Heat and Dwayne Wade.
I like it. I wasn't necessarily going to give Wade as my must play, but I'm definitely playing him. You know, I basically have like three or four guys that I think are must plays tonight. But number one for me is going to be Gerald Green. $3,700, small forward. The Rockets are pretty much resting everyone except for Chris Paul tonight. And there's still like 17-point favorites here. So Gerald Green's going to be the guy that gets the minutes off the bench. He's played 32 in each of his last two games. And a ton of upside here against the Bulls at $3,700.
So Mike referenced some of the news. Let's get to the big news. Gary Harris is out for the Nuggets. Will Barton's going to be awesome for one quarter and then disappear. Nikola Mirotic and Rajon Rondo questionable for the Pelicans. The Bulls have Chris Dunn, Zach LaVine, Denzel Valentine, and Paul Zipser all out. Lauri Markkanen questionable. I wouldn't want to play without those guys either, Lauri. James Harden, Clint Capella, Luka Mbah-Mute out for the Rockets. Kyle Korver and Seti Osman out for the Cavs. Hassan Whiteside and Bam Adebayo out for the Heat. For the Mavericks, J.J. Barea is out. Nerlens Noel, Dwight Powell, Dorian Finney-Smith, and Salah Merhi, questionable. All the names I butcher, and then I just nailed Salah Merhi. And for the Warriors, Steph, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Omri Caspi are all out. That is a laundry list of injury news, and it's only growing to go longer by the day.
Yeah, it's pretty big news. One little update that just came in for the Bulls. Denzel Valentine has been upgraded to questionable instead of out. So
now Lauri Markkanen is going to be probable.
Yes, and Lauri Markkanen is probable, but Valentine's the real question here. I think it's a true coin flip. You know, not someone we're probably interested in playing anyway, but just worth pointing out that he is now questionable and not officially out.
You did not mention Draymond Green, who has missed the last two games with an illness. He's probable tonight. We expect him to play against the Pacers, right?
Yeah, Draymond Green is probable. I don't see a scenario in which he doesn't play. Just an illness. It's really not an injury, so he should be fine to play.
Before we get to the games, I think power forward is really interesting at the top. You got LaMarcus Aldridge, who has just been an absolute beast. He's at $9,300 on FanDuel. Anthony Davis is on this slate going up against Portland at 12-5. Draymond at 8,500 with virtually no other talented Warriors playing. Kevin Love at 8,100. You got to have one of those guys, right?
I don't know that you have to have one of them because you could play someone like LeBron or Giannis at small forward and it might take that away a little bit. And there's still some point guards to pay up for. But you know, it's probably a good strategy if you're going to play multiple lineups to definitely have exposure to some of those guys. But I don't think any one of them is a true must play at this point.
Okay, let's head to the games and see if we can find some must plays. Denver Nuggets at Toronto. Raptors are 8.5-point favorites. They got a 225.5 over under. Toronto, not really a very good matchup for anyone, but Will Barton, man, it looked like a good decision early in that game. I don't know what happened, but now he's on a back-to-back. Are we going back to Will Barton at 7,100?
I mean, I think you can go back to Will Barton, but the issue there is, you know, if we get some injury news, I probably prefer a guy like Drew Holiday a little more. He's up to 8,000. Knowing, like, if we get Rondo's out, Mirotić is out, if that happens, I think there's just enough extra usage playing alongside Anthony Davis with some of those guys not going to be on the floor. I think that I would prefer Drew Holiday over him, but, you know, this is a spot where Barton, you know, if you have that amount of money left when you're building your lineup, I definitely don't hate him here. I do think that he should be scoring fantasy points in this game.
The Nuggets have kind of struggled with big men. They are on the second half of a back-to-back. Are you considering Serge?
Maybe a little bit. The issue that I have, I guess it's not an issue, but now that Miami is without Bam and Hassan Whiteside, I think that I would prefer James Johnson. You know, really similar price point, only $500 more. I like Serge, and I could play both of them. But if, you know, we're talking about the strategy you're talking about with Anthony Davis, LaMarcus Aldridge, playing, you know, paying up there at power forward, you can't play both of them, and I would prefer James Johnson.
Okay, and that's on FanDuel, where they're similarly priced. Over on DraftKings, James Johnson is 6,200, Serge just 4,900.
Yeah, and over there on DraftKings, then Serge would absolutely be the play. At 4,900, Serge is pretty close to a must play, I think, on DraftKings.
Anybody else in this game you are interested in?
Not really. I mean, we always say Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan. Absolutely. If you want to play him, go for it. DeRozan, pretty nice price point at 8K now, but, you know, not someone I'm overly excited to get in, but they obviously always have upside.
Milwaukee at the Clippers. Clippers are 3-point favorites. We've got a 225.5 over-under on this one. The Clippers have been really terrible against wings this year. Shooting guard and small forward have both abused them. Chris Middleton is $8,000. Giannis is back at $11,200. Are you going to play either of them tonight?
If I was going to play one of them, it would be Giannis. I think that he's a pretty good tournament play. I think people might play LeBron a little bit returning to Miami. I mean, obviously Giannis can match him there. I probably am more likely to play Giannis than I am Anthony Davis at this point, just because there are a number of more reliable value options at power forward, in my opinion. So, yeah, I think I'll probably have a little bit of Giannis tonight, but it's definitely not a core play.
I didn't give a stay away, but I will be staying away from Lou Williams going up against Chris Middleton tonight. That's just not a good situation for him at all. I don't really know how I feel about DeAndre Jordan. There's a lot of centers hurt tonight. I don't think I'm probably going to go to Jordan, though.
Yeah, I don't really anticipate playing a bunch of DeAndre Jordan. I mean, if I did, it would probably be more of a cash game play than anything. Just it's a really, really high floor in this game. But, you know, at 8,000, it's, you know, probably not going to get there. But, you know, you can consider him, I guess.
Portland is at New Orleans. Pelicans just a 1-point favorite at home. 222 over under. They've been red hot. They're still not good at all. Even when they're winning, they are not good against point guards or shooting guards. Damian Lillard, the most expensive healthy point guard on the slate at $9,000. You're going to have some Lillard in your life tonight.
I'll caution a little bit on Damian Lillard. He's been questionable the last couple games because he's waiting on the birth of a child. And knowing that it still hasn't happened and we've been expecting it for a few days here, I think that there's some additional risk that you don't usually see with Lillard. So while I do like him, he projects very well in the model. I think that you'll need to still kind of really pay attention to the news here, even though he's not really officially on our injury report. I would probably prefer Chris Paul slightly tonight at $600 less, even thinking Paul may only play 28 minutes, because I'm a little worried about Damian Lillard missing a game here in the very near future.
Well, and it's really interesting, too, because like they're not at home. He's right in New Orleans. So you're going to need a little bit more advanced notice for this than just, hey, it's time to go to the hospital now.
I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking, but I don't know. I mean, it's, beat writers and stuff from the teams have talked about it quite a bit. And, you know, I just think it's something you should be aware of, that he could be a late scratch at really any point here in the next week of the season.
If he is scratched in the next 4.5 hours before lock, CJ McCollum in this matchup at 7,300 becomes a must play, right?
Yeah, I definitely think he would become a must play. He would take over a lot of the point guard duties, a lot of the ball handling. This is already a great matchup for the guards there. So McCollum is someone that, he's in play even if Lillard plays, but he would become a must play if Damian Lillard were to miss this game.
Are you playing anyone on the Pelicans side of this game?
Drew Holiday, if Rondo and Mirotić are both ruled out, I think Drew Holiday will have enough extra, a few extra minutes, more security and some of the usage and stuff there. So I do think that I do have some interest in Drew Holiday if Rondo sits, but if both of them, definitely.
Okay, the game of the night, the Cavs, 3.5-point favorites at Miami. 221.5 was the over-under last time I saw. I wouldn't be surprised if that number's going up. Cleveland has just been terrible against point guards and small forwards. Dwayne Wade is my must play that I just basically got the information from Mike at the top of the show. Thank you, Mike. We have interest in James Johnson at 5,800. What about Kelly Olynyk?
I mean, Kelly Olynyk is fine. It's so weird. I've got an algorithm in my brain that says avoid Kelly Olynyk when the first number in the price starts with a 7.
Right, but, or 6, really.
Yeah, so at 7K, it's just extremely uncomfortable to look at that price tag next to his name, but he's been worth it. I mean, you look and you see a 62-point game, a 46, a 41.3 in his most recent game. It's a tournament-only play, but I strongly prefer James Johnson just because of the price difference.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. LeBron, his price has come down just a little bit. He's $12,300, second most expensive player in the slate, and one of only three that's over $10,000. Was your order of preference here go LeBron, then Giannis, then Anthony Davis?
Yeah, I think it would at this point. LeBron, you're paying $1,100 extra over Giannis, which is a big premium. But I do like this matchup for LeBron. This is a game where Cleveland really still wants to and needs to win this game. And I think you're going to see a really nice performance from LeBron on the road in Miami. So he's definitely the safest of the three.
I think I prefer Giannis on DraftKings, where it's just so hard to fit his $11,600 into a lineup. And Giannis is $1,300 less. Just a little bit extra discount, and with the extra difficulties in salary cap, we may put LeBron in the FanDuel lineup and Giannis in the DraftKings lineup.
Yeah, I'm on board with that. That makes a ton of sense with the difference in the pricing between the sites.
Anyone else in this game that you want a piece of?
We could mention Justice Winslow. Just knowing that Bam and Hassan Whiteside are both out, he's going to play 25 to 30 minutes. The issue is there's no way you're playing him over Gerald Green. And if you're playing LeBron or Giannis, you can't really get him in. So
right.
Just a name to throw out there, tournament only play, but not someone I'm going to be using a ton of.
Chicago Bulls at the Houston Rockets. Rockets still 14-point favorites. The 214.5 over under. Chris Paul should have all the usage that he wants tonight, right?
Yes, Chris Paul will have all of the usage, along with Eric Gordon. I would expect a pretty high usage rate from Eric Gordon, probably 30% plus.
What do we expect in terms of minutes from Paul tonight? He has not played since March 20th. Do you think he gets to 30 tonight?
I think 30 is probably like the upper end of the cap. Like, I mean, he's going to play 25. It's going to be between 25 and 30, in my opinion. If he plays 25, it's going to be because the Rockets are up by 25, and he probably already has, 38 to 40 fantasy points. So I'm not super concerned about him. I think that he's close to a must play. The only reason I won't say he's a must play is because some of his teammates are must plays too, with Gerald Green, my must play of the day, and then Eric Gordon, I think, is the other must play right now at this point in the day at shooting guard alongside Dwayne Wade.
Yeah, if it's FanDuel, I completely agree with you. I don't know, kind of the Kelly Olynyk thing that you just said. Eric Gordon is $7,200 on DraftKings.
Definitely he's a must play on FanDuel. Definitely not a must play on DraftKings at that price.
Are you playing any Bulls?
I don't think so. The only way I could is if Valentin got ruled out, even though he just got upgraded to questionable. If Markkanen was sit, there's maybe a little interest. But again, the problem is the guys I would want to play, they play the position where I'm not really going to have room to get them in tonight. So I think I'm going to fade the Bulls, I guess.
Dallas is at Sacramento, 202.5 over under. We're getting into the gross games now. Kings are 2.5-point favorites. Yeah, Mike is just shaking his head. No, they can't hear that over the radio, Mike. But I do appreciate the sentiment. I agree with you completely. The Pacers are 6-point favorites at Golden State. 202.5, the over-under on that one as well. I think I want to play Draymond.
Yeah, I think Draymond's very interesting. I think that, you know, what you're looking at there, I think you're probably making the decision whether you're playing Draymond Green or LaMarcus Aldridge tonight. You know, that's the decision that you really have to make. I don't know if I prefer Draymond to Aldridge. I think it's really, really close. I think that, you know, based on the rest of my lineup, it's going to, you know, whatever salary I have left, if I've got enough, I'll go for Aldridge. If not, I'll be comfortable with Green because I do think Draymond is going to play well in this game.
It's going to be difficult to put Aldridge and LeBron in the same lineup. It's possible because we do have some value plays in Gerald Green and Dwayne Wade already, but it's still going to be difficult.
Yeah, no, it's definitely going to be difficult to get him in. You know, certainly not a priority for me on this slate.
Any interest in anyone on the Pacers?
Honestly, not at this point. I mean, you know, look, it's going to be a lot of Miami guys, a lot of Cleveland, a lot of Houston Rockets tonight. You know, at this point, I don't have a ton of interest in anyone on the Pacers.
The one guy I think, and I have been Mr. Stay Away from him this year, but I just remember what Josh Jackson did to this defense without most of their good players. And the Warriors don't Draymond Green will make their defense better, but they don't have a lot of talent defensively. So I do think there is a chance, even though he hasn't been great lately, that Victor Oladipo has one of those micro explosions.
Yeah, no, I definitely think that he could have a micro explosion here. You know, same issue as some of the other guys. I just, you know, at least on FanDuel, I can't get him in.
Right.
You know, if I could play 5 shooting guards, I would tonight, but I can't do that on FanDuel. So at this point, I'm not going to play him, but I do think that this is a spot where it's not going to shock me at all if he puts up 50 plus fantasy points.
Spurs are 2-point favorites at Washington with a 202 over-under. Obviously, two very good defensive teams. LaMarcus Aldridge, we've talked about, we have some interest in. I'm really probably playing Draymond over him, but it's very close. Who else do you like in this game, if anyone?
Honestly, nobody at this point. You know, there might be some guys that stand out later once some more value opens up and you can maybe pay up a little. But, I mean, look, Devontae Murray, point guard, could have some tournament value, but not super excited about it at 5,900. You know, Danny Green normally would be a candidate for some upside, but not going to play him over Dwayne Wade or Eric Gordon in this spot. So again, another game that outside LaMarcus Aldridge, I don't have any interest here.
And we will find out where that value is and who you can pay up for a little closer to lock tonight. And if you want that information, you should go to sportsline.com. You should sign up. I'm sure you've already signed up. Listen, you can use the promo code DFSPodcast and get a month for $1. So I'm sure all of you have already done that. Just don't forget to use it. Go to Sportsline tonight, 15, 20 minutes before lock. Get Mike's optimal lineup. We'll see what the top value of the night is. Mike, we've almost got a FanDuel lineup completed. We've got a little bit more work to do over on DraftKings. Here's where we're at on FanDuel. Chris Paul at point guard. Dwayne Wade and Eric Gordon at shooting guard. Gerald Green and LeBron James at small forward. James Johnson and Draymond Green at power forward. I know you like where we're at. We've got 54.50 remaining per player. We need a center and a point guard. We haven't talked a whole lot about center tonight. Is there anybody that's reasonably priced that you're interested in?
He's very reasonably priced. He's only 3,800. It's Sacramento King Kostakoufos. We kind of failed to mention him in the game there, and I definitely should have. At 3,800, against Dallas with all of their bigs kind of questionable and not really knowing who's going to play there. At 3,800, I think he makes a ton of sense. I think it's a really good matchup for him. And that brings you up to 7,100 at point guard.
I like that because we're going to leave $500 on the table to start here, but we always know that later in the day there will be some enhancements that can be made based on value that pops up. And even if there's not, Goran Dragic going up against a Cavs defense that hasn't stopped point guards all year long, I like pairing him up with Wade.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love that spot that you put us in. And like you said, $500 extra, really great spot to head into the afternoon as we start to get more of the news for tonight.
So the FanDuel lineup as of 1:42 Eastern. Chris Paul, Goran Dragic, Dwayne Wade, Eric Gordon, Gerald Green, LeBron James, James Johnson, Draymond Green, and Kostakoufos. So as I said, we've got a little bit more work to do over on DraftKings. I've got Wade at shooting guard, Green at small forward, Serge at power forward, Giannis occupying one of our other forward positions. You were lamenting the fact that we couldn't play all these shooting guards on FanDuel because we didn't have enough positions. We could theoretically fit three more shooting guards into this lineup, Mike. We have 6,200 per player remaining. How do you want to go about it?
So I want to try to really look and see if we can get someone like Jrue Holiday in. You know, looking at his price point here, he's a lot cheap. Well, pretty much a lot cheaper, in my opinion, on DraftKings. When you look at the $7,700 price tag based on how the salary caps work, he is a lot cheaper there. I don't think many people are going to play him, but $7,700 is a very fair price for Jrue Holiday. So I want to try to get him in if we can.
I think that's a good idea. And then I think we start looking for more of those mid-range guys that we were overlooking on FanDuel because we didn't have room for them. And there's got to be a couple of guys in the $5,000 range at the guard position that we are excited about.
Yeah, there's definitely a few guys. One that we also didn't mention in the Sacramento game, De'Aaron Fox is popping up as good value here. And then Fred VanVleet, also really good value against Denver, knowing that Denver's on a back-to-back. So I like both of those guys quite a bit. But one thing, actually, just looking at it now, I do think that it's going to be hard to play Jrue Holiday over Chris Paul here. So I think I would rather play Chris Paul than Jrue Holiday.
Man, you're just we could almost play both of them. It's really close. With Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, Gerald Green, Serge, Fox, Giannis, and VanVleet, we have 6,900 left for a center. Kelly Olynyk is 67. Yusuf Nurkic is 67. Or we could go a little bit cheaper and upgrade to a better power forward for Serge Ibaka or upgrade De'Aaron Fox or Fred VanVleet.
Let's go ahead and upgrade De'Aaron Fox at this point.
Do you want to put Kostakoufos in at center here as well?
Yes, Kostakoufos is going to be our center.
Oh, we're $200 short of your boy Jrue Holiday. Is there Is there a utility at 4,600 that you feel good about? Doesn't have to be a guard. Any utility to change out Fred VanVleet?
I think that Andre Iguodala would be an interesting choice here, knowing how shorthanded the Warriors are. Having Draymond back on the court is going to help take a little pressure off of someone like Iguodala. So I think that this is a pretty interesting spot for him. I think he's got a very high floor.
So tell me how you like this DraftKings lineup. Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, Gerald Green, Serge Ibaka, Kostakoufos, Jrue Holiday, Giannis Antetokounmpo, and Andre Iguodala.
I like it a lot. It's got a lot of the guys that I want to play tonight with the Rockets. Got Dwayne Wade in there. So I think it's a really good looking lineup.
And you don't have the $500 worth of flexibility that you have on FanDuel, but you do have $200, so that's nice. And the best news that I have for you yet is we are now only 2 days away from MLB. Tomorrow we'll have NBA DFS for you, we'll have PGA, and then on Thursday morning we'll have an opening day MLB slate, and I can't wait. We're going to chase some dongs, Mike.
Chasing dongs, it's going to be a really, really fun month of April here.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you tomorrow.